We are listener-supported radio, 88.5 FM, for all of Southern California. My name is Mookie, the music director here. And again, like I say, live music is always inspirational here at our studios. We've heard some brand new songs on the air lately from the project known as the Milk Carton Kids. New songs like Big Time and Younger Years. And Kenneth and Joey, along with the band, are here this afternoon. How are things?
Hi, Mookie. That's generous of you to call it a project. We've never been called a project before.
Now, what have you been called in the past? A duo, perhaps?
I mean, more like a hobby.
All right.
Or, you know, like a desire.
Well, we want to talk about how your hobbies and desires have progressed over the years. You guys have been putting out records under the name Milk Carton Kids since about 2011.
Yeah, don't ask us why that name.
And, well, maybe I will. All right, scratch that, because that was my that was a question coming up for you guys.
That was the first question.
Well, I have a good answer, but you don't have enough time on your program.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, that's for any answer he gives. Don't ask the tall guy anything. It'll just go on and on in one tone.
Well, before I ask any more questions, can we get a song out of you guys? And we're hoping this is some all-new material, right?
Oh, yeah, this is our big radio hit.
I love
it. Kick it off, Jamie.
Suffering I saw, the soaking of the pavement, sprawled upon a land without a law. Everything I loved, everything I found or I hoped for. Frightened I'm surrounded, who else is there to turn to anymore? Oh, I held out my arms. Oh, I held. Truth of my younger years were wasted on my youth. Somewhere I awakened with a crack to a pounding on the roof. Sure, I heard the sound as evidence, or better yet, as proof. I was naked as the day that I was born, neath the fullness of the moon. Oh, I held out my arms.
There you go. 88.5 FM music there from the Milk Carton Kids. We're hearing some brand new music, and the new album is coming out next Friday, which is very exciting for us. And I imagine very exciting for you guys. We actually booked this session many, many months ago, and I was expecting two guys and a microphone, but that's not the case.
We're not Beck or anything. You know?
No. Oh, well, he uses turntables, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Traditionally, it's been you two, you know, as a musical duo, yeah. But who did you bring to the studio with you today?
Well, we don't have to name any names.
No, we won't name names.
Yeah.
We will name names. I'll name their names.
Sure.
Well, I'd like to introduce the band at this point.
Please.
Playing drums is Jamie Dick. Bass is Ethan Yojevitz. Pedal steel guitar is Rich Hinman. Keys is Phil Cronengold, and fiddle is Jenna Moynihan. That's five people. They outnumber us significantly.
That's fantastic. And you guys are actually all going on tour together. We noticed there are some dates, some Southern California dates, including Arroyo Seco weekend. You guys are playing this Saturday. Neil Young is playing this Saturday. Also Jack White and the Pretenders and another favorite of mine, Hooray for the Riff Raff. That is going to be fun, and 88.5 FM going to be out in full force at Arroyo Seco. And some tour dates recently announced, including the Belly Up Tavern down in Solana Beach, which is a really cool venue as well. But again, the new record coming out next Friday is called All the Things That I Did and All the Things That I Didn't Do. What's some of the subject matter you guys have been writing about as of late that make it on this album?
Well, we've been writing about everything. All the things that I did and all the things that I didn't do, which is the set that literally includes everything.
Oh, boy.
Philosophically speaking. But no, the actual themes on the record are you know, loss and traumatic resets in our reality. We've been through some things personally and I think culturally, and we tried to, you know, engage with that all, tackle it as we do as songwriters, you know, and use that as a way to process everything that we've been through in the last few years. Kenneth got sick. Kenneth had a breakup. So his stuff has been mostly negative. And whereas, like, I had another child.
Also negative.
And
this is actually my first week back from what they call paternity leave. I got a 3-week-old at home.
Uh-huh. That's so a generous policy, 3-week paternity leave.
Well, so you're
policy.
Thrilled to be out
policy,
of the house
yeah.
now, huh?
Technically, I'm an employee of the state of California, and they got great benefits, you guys.
Oh, good.
Again, this is the Milk Carton
can
Kids.
Can I get a job here?
Here, you absolutely
yeah, don't
can.
Rub it
our
in.
Our band is we pretty have, draconian.
Yeah, we have some real crummy work benefits. Not to mention these five fools that are following us around. What are they thinking?
TheMilkCartonKids.com is the website. People could get the merch. People could buy tickets to the shows. People could pre-order the new record, which is coming out next Friday. Brilliant yeah. stuff. So who came up with the idea to kind of expand the sound and expand the band and bring in some other musicians?
Management. It was a financial decision primarily.
We both did together. Actually, we just remembered earlier today that we first talked about it about 3 years ago in Dusseldorf, Germany, which is where we have our annual summit between the two of us to sort of plot the course of the band over the coming couple years. And we were in a cafe, and we both sort of, we said, okay, what do you think we should do for the next record? Both of us say it at the same time on three. One, two, three, and we both said five-piece.
Spoken word.
Full band. Oh, right. You said spoken word, and I said five-piece full band arrangement, and so we hashed it out between those two ideas and came down on the side of mine.
And you guys also finish each other's sentences, which is amazing. Who came up with the idea of bringing Joe Henry into the mix, and what kind of a collaborative effort was that?
Oh, yeah. Joe has been, as you may know, he's been a longtime mentor of ours for many years, and so he was in
it
seriousness.
It was my idea.
In seriousness, what we the main priority for us in expanding the sound was to preserve the thing that Kenneth and I have been developing between the two of us, that sort of you know, intricate sort of, I'll describe it as intimate musical connection, if you'll permit me.
Me
Kenneth.
And you?
Yeah, to call it that, and preserve that thing that we've been
in my stomach
working on for 8 years, while at the same time expanding the sonic palate. Stomach. And Joe Henry was kind of the only person we could trust to come in and know what that meant, you know, because clearly just saying it, nobody knows what that means. But Joe knows exactly what we meant. And so I think we were able to do that on the album.
Again, Milk Carton Kids here in studio. This is the third time you've been to our radio facilities here, but the first time as we've kind of recently rebranded as 88.5 FM and have expanded our signal coverage down through Orange County, which is great. We got new listeners each and every day, and I understand
Orange County, they're probably huge into public radio, huh?
You know, they love us in Orange County, and we have a remote broadcast facility down at Saddleback College, along where we're broadcasting from right now, part of Cal State Northridge. Again, how about another song?
Yeah, great. We got one coming right up.
What'd you want to play?
It's called
I've Been Loving You.
Oh, I thought we were doing the other one. Yeah, I've Been Loving You. That's good. We're going to do that.
Loving you.
Man, that sounds so great live in our studios here. That is the Milk Carton Kids live on listener-supported radio, 88.5 FM. Again, the new record's coming out next Friday. You can see this band perform this weekend on Saturday at Arroyo Seco Weekend out there in Pasadena. But again, the new record is full band accompaniment. And this is the first time you guys are going to be touring the country with a full band as well, so it's very exciting. All the things that I did and all the things that I didn't do is the title of the new record. Can we get another song out of you guys before we wrap it up here? Again, the Milk Carton Kids here on 88.5 FM.
Thanks for having us, Mookie.
Living We're gonna have a big time. That one's for you, Mookie.
I think we should end it there. No further questions.
All right.
From us over here. Again, the Milk Carton Kids on 88.5 FM. Thank you so much, guys, and we'll catch up with you guys down the road.
Thank you. It's
thanks
a real
for having
pleasure.
Us, Mookie.